Worldwide network of 87,000 pedophiles dismantled. U.S. media silent. The Aegis Alliance. The largely unrecognized global pandemic of kid pornography has once more been thrust into the glare from the public spotlight following a massive child porn network with more than 87,000 people was dismantled by German police. An internet platform known as Elysium was applied through the Child Molester Network, which existed because the finish of 2016 and it was accessible only with the darknet, a concealed area of the internet uncatalogued by search engines like Google. The website was utilized to facilitate the exchange of videos and pictures of kids, as youthful as toddler age, being physically and sexually mistreated. Based on the German worldwide broadcaster Deutsche Welle, investigators stated the website have been functioning because the finish of 2016, which was accessible only through the darknet, an element of the internet that can't be found using conventional search engines like Google but requires using encrypting software. Based on the government bodies in Frankfurt, there have been also tracks of the most serious sexual abuse of children, for example violence against children and abuse of the youngest. The Woking platform seemed to be accustomed to schedule appointments to take advantage of and abuse children. The majority of the suspects were arrested within the countries of Germany and Austria. A German police spokesman stated that Netherlander government bodies were also active in the situation. We're certainly expecting stuff that are essential towards the Netherlands, but right now it's not yet easy to indicate how much. Surprisingly, the network of nearly 90,000 individuals isn't the largest bust ever, as the second online darknet child molester platform known as Playpen was dismantled, captured, and 58-year-old American Stephen Chase sentenced to 3 decades in federal prison. Chase occurred accountable for the presence of Playpen, a young child pornography network established in 2014, which in fact had 150,000 active pedophiles on the website. The Playpen situation was very questionable, because the U.S. Department of Justice acknowledged in the court filings the FBI really operated the website, themselves, from February 20 to March 4, 2015. Furthermore, inside a move that left many in dismay, the Department of Justice filed a motion in Washington Condition Federal Court to dismiss an indictment from the child porn site. Based on a study in Wired, it was not for insufficient evidence it had been since the FBI didn't wish to disclose information on a hacking tool towards the defense included in discovery. Evidence in U.S. States v. J. Michaud hinged a minimum of partly on information federal investigators had collected by exploiting a vulnerability within the Tor anonymity network. Because the government remains unwilling to disclose certain discovery related to the FBI's deployment of a network investigative technique, NIT, as part of its investigation into the Playpen child pornography site, the government has no choice but to seek dismissal of the indictment. Federal prosecutor Annette Hayes wrote in the court filing on Friday. The federal prosecutor pointed out that the DOJ's work to resist disclosing the NIT was part of an effort to balance the many competing interests that are at play when sensitive law enforcement technology becomes the subject of a request for criminal discovery. To create a lengthy story short, the feds made the decision to allow an alleged child pornographer visit Keep Secret, an illegal, the techniques they will use to trap crooks around the dark web. Regarding the Elysium network, public prosecutor's office in Frankfurt stated the suspected operator from the site, a 39-year-old man in the central German condition of Hesse, had recently been arrested on June 12. The suspected operator from the platform was arrested after his apartment was looked and also the server grabbed, based on DW. Numerous other suspects are also arrested, based on police officials. German and Austrian police stated they'll hold a press conference on Friday to supply further information regarding the analysis. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.